government has signed a grant agreement of $300 million with a global fund to help mitigate the effects of malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV and AIDS. Minister of Health Alex Egbefia and the Executive Director of the Global Fund, Mark Dibo, signed the agreement at a ceremony at Flagstaff House. President John Mahama, who witnessed the signing ceremony, said government will in the coming months work with the Global Fund at improving drug supplies to the country's medical stores. Pascaline Abadavu reports.
The Global Fund is an international entity that supports countries to save lives by fighting diseases like malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV and AIDS. Ghana is the first country in Africa to sign the Global Fund grant in 2002. So far, the country has received about $5 million from the fund, which has gone into the supply of medical procurements and strengthening of health systems. Mark Dibo is the executive director of the Global Fund. He said Ghana has shown determination in the past years that it is possible to significantly reduce the disease burden, particularly malaria.
It's really a celebration of President Mahama's leadership, his personal leadership and commitment to health, education, and lifting his people up, which is leadership not only in Ghana, but global leadership. And so we're here to celebrate that leadership. And we're here to celebrate a remarkable partnership that supports that leadership in global solidarity. These grants, these $300 million, is a rather impressive amount. In these next 4 years, $300 million is available to support the people of Ghana. And part of that is actually a $25 million incentive award that actually recognizes the great progress that's been made in malaria here, with an additional $25 million that very few countries in the world receive. And that's in recognition of the 60% decline in deaths from malaria since 2000. That's a rather remarkable amount, a 60% decline. And Ghana is on track and can be a country that will eliminate malaria with concerted and continued effort. And that's an extraordinary accomplishment to date. But as this partnership, this global solidarity continues to support Ghana towards achieving elimination.
President Mahama said government is making efforts to make healthcare accessible to the ordinary Ghanaian. He noted that a grant has become necessary because aside from tuberculosis and HIV and AIDS, malaria tops most cases reported at the hospitals and other health centers.
We're making significant progress in the investments we're making in health. We believe that the health of our people is critical towards our economic development. You can't develop or progress as a country with a sick population. And so we're investing a lot in healthcare. One of the major areas in which we're making progress and we continue to work with our partner is in rolling out the CHIPS compounds so that we bring healthcare more to the doorsteps of our people. It's impacting positively in terms of, you know, lowering maternal mortality, lowering infant mortality. But certainly, there are challenges that we hope to continue to work on. One is in the supply chain of drugs.
The $300 million grant from the Global Fund will be disbursed over a 4-year period.